Well, I was wondering if you could go ahead and start by telling me a little bit about what you do and your job over there.
Sure. Okay. And sorry to call you so late. I tried to call from our squadron DSN line, which is a more stable line.
Right.
We're having some problems with that today, so I'm actually calling you from our internet cafe, so if you go in and out a little bit, that might be expected.
All right, no problem.
Okay, I'm a first lieutenant. I'm the platoon leader for Apache Troop 69 CAF, which is stationed at FOB Normandy, which is in the Diyala province, about 35 miles northeast of Bakuba, about 65 miles northeast of Baghdad. And there's a scout platoon leader. We're a combat arms branch, so we do a lot of daily combat patrols. Everything ranging from an area recon, which is we'll go into a small village or a neighborhood of the town, which is right by our FOB, meet with the local sheikh or the mukhtar, talk about the conditions in the village, what we can do to help improve conditions, the water or the power. Talk to them about what the security situation is like in the village. Talk to them about how to defend their neighborhood. Try to get intelligence, for us to do further operations about the insurgents. Everything ranging from that to cordon and searches, where we'll get information on a target house and set a perimeter and kick the door in and try to capture the insurgent. We just completed a 10-day mission. Which the primary focus was humanitarian aid, and we delivered a lot of water and rice and flour to some towns nearby that hadn't gotten their government rations in 9 months because Al-Qaeda had either captured them or it just kind of had influenced the area where the citizens didn't feel safe, the food agent didn't feel safe going to the distribution center to pick up the food.
Now, I've heard that the soldiers are moving into a lot of areas that insurgents have previously been safe havens for them. Are you experiencing some of that and moving into those areas where y'all haven't been previously?
Say the first part of that question again.
Well, I've heard that a lot of the areas that the coalition soldiers are moving into now have previously been safe havens for some of the insurgents. Are you guys moving into some of those areas, and how is that security improving?
Yes, we are, and I think that's a result of the surge, because before you can move into the enemy safe haven, you've got to control that middle ground,
right?
The space in between. You got to control the middle of the battlefield before you can move into their backfield, into their supply lines, and their headquarters areas. So as they've secured Bakuba, as they've secured Baghdad, and we've started to push into outlying areas where the enemy has had a stronghold, and that was one of the focuses of the mission this past 10 days that we just completed. We were a supporting element as part of a larger division mission.
How have you guys been received by the Iraqi people when you go on these missions?
It's mixed. Just like you would expect everyone in America, some people have different opinions. It's the same here. The towns that we've just gone into in the last 10 days, they were the friendliest towns we had been in. In a long time, and I think that you saw that as a result of the Al-Qaeda being in the area and persecuting the people, they were just thrilled that we were there.
Right.
With the exception of one abandoned village that Al-Qaeda had booby-trapped with a large amount of IEDs, we didn't come under any contact. Al-Qaeda had seen us coming in, and they won't deal with us, as you've seen from the news. Their preferred weapon is an IED.
Right, exactly.
They like to try to hit us and run. So when we move into an area with that kind of combat power, they automatically, exfil out of the area. And it gave us an opportunity to talk to a lot of the people and gather some intelligence and also do some good, bring them. One town had never seen an American soldier since the invasion. Another town hadn't gotten its food rations in 9 months.
Oh, wow.
So it was, it's missions like that make it worth it.
Right. Now, what is it like for the soldiers going into these towns where these people haven't seen an American in years?
What is it like for us or for them?
Yeah, for the soldiers themselves.
For us, it's not much different than going into a different town for us, other than the reception is more friendly. This was a joint Iraqi Army U.S. mission, so we had Iraqi Army soldiers with us, and they were just as well received as we were.
Right.
And it's it's motivating to the soldiers. You know, it's tough to go into some of the areas that are tough to go into where we're pretty sure we know ahead of time we're going to get attacked. It's motivating to go in those areas where we see friendly Iraqis, because there are a lot of areas where it might not be friendly, but we know half the neighborhood saw somebody put an ID in the road, but no one's willing to tell us anything. And you know, that can get frustrating to some of the guys. But to go in a neighborhood where everybody's helpful, and you know, there's people running up to you to tell you different things,
right?
Or you know, just come up to you on their own to give you information. That lifts, you know, the morale and the motivation of the guys.
Right. Now, how do you think that, what's helped the Iraqi people be so willing to do this, just approach y'all and give you information and things like that?
As you heard in sort of Akuba, when Al-Qaeda moves into an area, they try to apply their philosophy and their methodology to all the people, and the people don't want to live like that.
Right.
So when Al-Qaeda is kicked out of the area because we've come in, you know, they were just like it was when they were, you know, initially under the boot of Saddam, they were, and we came in and liberated from that. You know, we're liberating these smaller towns from the Al Qaeda influence.
Right, right. Is this your first deployment, or?
Yes, first deployment. Okay. We're at the tail end of it. We're just approaching 11 months
right.
of what about 10 and a half months actually of what looks to be like a 14-month deployment.
Right. Well, is there anything that surprised you arriving in the country, or once you began your missions, that you weren't expecting?
There were a couple things. I would say there are two things. One, and it may seem like a contradiction, but I think to an extent that the media, they both overestimate and underestimate the amount of violence that's in Iraq. You know, you'll see on the news the story about the suicide bomb that killed 300 people, or the story about the helicopter that went down. And people make it a conception like it's like that all over Iraq, and those spectacular attacks are few and far between, which is why you see them on the news. But on the other hand, there are many, many smaller engagements, smaller gunfights, or IEDs that go off that, because of the protection of our vehicles, no one's injured, and there's, you know, very little damage to a vehicle because they're so heavily armored.
Right.
And a gunfight where nobody's hurt, or there's a few insurgents, you know, where we kill some insurgents, but no U.S. personnel are hurt, and those are very frequent. And you don't hear about those, so in that sense, they underestimate the violence, but overestimate it too, and that surprised me. I think I expected like a lot more larger attacks and not as many smaller ones.
Right. Are you guys working with the Iraqi forces as well?
The IP, when we first got here, we were, and then a company of military police was assigned to Normandy,
mm-hmm.
and since they've got here, that's their primary job, is to train and do joint patrols with the IP and to train them. So not so much recently.
Okay. When did you deploy?
I deployed in early October of last year.
Okay. And then I saw in your bio that your fiance is still in the area.
Yes. She moved down before I deployed, and she still lives there in Killeen.
And who are you originally from?
I'm from Butler, Pennsylvania, which is about an hour north of Pittsburgh in western Pennsylvania.
Okay. How long have you been stationed at Fort Hood?
That's a good question. I've been at Fort Hood since October of 2005.
Did you commission?
I was commissioned. I went to basic training in late 2004, and then OCS in the spring of 2005, and I was commissioned April 15th of 2005.
Is there anything else that you wanted to add about your mission there, or anything back here?
When we first got on, did you ask me a little bit about what I do? Did you want to know any more about my background?
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about that.
I went to Washington and Jefferson College in Washington, PA, and I graduated from there in 2002. After that, I worked for a PR firm. I worked for Hill & Knowlton in Washington, D.C., and then I worked for the governor of Pennsylvania as a lobbyist. I actually enlisted with a slot to go to OCS. And, you know, when you enlist, they guarantee you, it's like any other Army school, they guarantee you a slot, and
right.
passing's up to you. So I went to OCS in the spring and got commissioned. And so I kind of had a unique, you know, path into the military. Most officers go either West Point or their prior service to go to OCS, or they go to ROTC, but I worked in the private sector for a couple of years before deciding to join.
Right. Well, why did you decide to enlist?
I had a very good job, and I was at the point in my life though where I was gonna, you know, move on to another job or go back to graduate school, and this was something I had thought about doing a couple times, and I knew that you know, if I didn't do this, if this would be the one choice that I would always regret.
Right.
Both my grandfathers, my mother were in the military, and I requested, you know, combat arms and OCS, which is a very difficult school.
Right.
You know, because I wanted, you know, a hard job, and I wanted to lead soldiers in battle. And I think that's the greatest honor you could have, and that's what motivates me is when we're out there, you know, seeing those guys look to me for leadership and trying to get them through and do the best job I can.
Right. What was your major in college?
I double majored in business and political science.
Okay. Do you plan to make the military a career?
I don't think so. I'm not ruling it out, but at this point, I don't think so.
Right. Okay. Well, thanks very much for your time, and thanks for calling me. I appreciate it.
Oh, I'm happy to do it. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Bye.